my lifetime in agriculture, so they're great people and excited for them to win.
Who started early in the morning, you or Alvin Schmidt?
I believe Alvin probably had me beat a little bit.
Alvin's a go-getter, isn't he?
He is. He is something else. I got to work with him back in the early 80s, and he taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about how to work. So
I imagine he did. That's for sure. For fantastic. But listen, we're here to talk about Best Way Ag today. You guys just continuing to grow. Starting at the Farm Machinery Show, Danny couldn't get enough people in there to talk about that drone. I mean, that drone's pretty interesting technology.
It is. It's like we were talking about earlier, the technology is changing our world so much today with the drones coming in. We should have ours in hopefully by the first of the month is what we're hoping to have them in. But I'll let Danny and them talk a little more about that. They know the technology a lot better than I do. So.
You know, but this company, Best Way Ag, you guys are built on service. That's really what you've learned and known all your life. Your family, the Barbie family, known for that, and then, of course, worked at Agrichem and over the years as well. So tell me a little bit about the service aspect of what's going on here locally and how it all works with service for you guys.
Well, Adam does a great job with the service side of it. He knows a lot of farmers in town, and whatever they need, he's willing to get in and help and work with them to get whatever they need. You know, we always say if it takes 24 hours a day to get the job done, that's what we'll do to get the job done. So we want to make sure we can service all the farmers as well as we can.
And you guys do a lot of custom builds. I mean, a lot of tanks. And for folks who may not know what Best Way Ag is, and they drive by the bypass and see you here, what are some of the things you guys do?
Okay, well, we do a lot of custom sprayers, and of course now we're building fuel trailers and truck beds and things like that we've added to our list. And most of them, everything's got to be custom built the way that farmer sets his farming operation up. So
it makes sense because farmers know what they want. They know how they want to do it. They know what works best for them on their farm.
Oh, yes, they do. They're very sharp in how they want it done. So.
And you guys, obviously, that service is very important, and what you guys do is very important. You guys are continuing to grow. Tell us a little bit about Best Way. You see you're in Hopkinsville, but you guys have a pretty big footprint anymore.
Yes, we do. We have two locations in Mississippi, one in Kansas, one in North Carolina. We just opened last February, and hopefully by the first of May, I hope we have one open in Alabama. So,
did you ever see it growing this big when you got back into business?
No, I really did not. You know, I'd like to see it grow, but it's grown a lot quicker than I ever thought it would have. So,
and it's really just because folks have a need for what you guys have, and your business is different every place you go.
Yes, it's all got the same mid-structure to it, but everything outside of that, there's a few twerks in there that you have to make at each location for it to continue to grow.
And, you know, you guys give a lot back to this community through what you do with your partnership with farmers and everything. And that's a big part of agriculture. Agriculture gives back, David.
Oh, it does. It's just like this morning with Hudson and AgriPower and Farm Credit going together and buying that ham basket. It was that was fantastic to see. And I think it brought $30,000. So, and I'm sure they've talked them into donating it back to the Rotary, and they'll sell it for some more. So those things, agriculture always pulls together in this community and does a really great job.
And I think that's a big key thing about agriculture. And of course, you guys responded to farmers' needs, continuing to grow this company as well. Just the last time we were here, you guys were just starting with the drones, and we'll talk more about the drones specifically. But that's another need your farmers have, and you guys are going to make it all available to them.
Yes, we are. We started talking about that about a year ago, probably. And so we've got got a company that's very, I don't even know the word I want to use for that, but it's a very technologically company that is very good with the drones, and they will get them in here hopefully the first of the month, and we can start growing them.
That sounds like a good plan. We're at Best Way Ag. Always enjoy visiting with David Barbie and her friends here at Best Way Ag. We'll come back more and talk about these the drones and other services they provide here at Best Way Ag. We're on 106.5 WKDC for National Ag.